Welcome. Today we are heading to Shaibnik and KRKA National Park, a Dalmatian pairing that works best when it is not rushed. One is a historic stone city on the Adriatic, the other a river landscape shaped by waterfalls, paths, and viewpoints. The useful idea is simple. Do not treat Shaibnik as a mere overnight stop before KRKA. Give the city its own day, give the park patient attention, and leave room for a good meal and an unplanned pause by the water. Shaibnik feels immediately vertical. From the waterfront, narrow lanes rise into the old town, folding between pale stone buildings, small squares, staircases, shutters, cafes, and the everyday business of a working coastal city. It is compact enough to explore on foot, but that does not mean it is flat or effortless. Wear shoes with grip, take the climb slowly, and allow yourself to turn down a side street simply because the light on the stone looks inviting. The architectural anchor is the Cathedral of St. James, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Its importance is not just a label to collect. It gives the square a sense of occasion and rewards a closer look at the craftsmanship in its stonework. Spend a little time there rather than snapping a photo and moving on. Notice how the cathedral sits within the fabric of the town, then drift outward toward the lanes behind it. That transition from landmark to lived-in streets is where Shaibnik becomes memorable. Later, return to the promenade. The waterfront has a gentler rhythm. Boats, open views, people meeting for coffee, and the city facing the Adriatic rather than climbing away from it. It is an ideal place to reset after the old town steps. KRKA National Park deserves a different pace. It is tempting to think only of a famous waterfall, but the park is better understood as a river system, with cascades, wooded paths, lookouts, historic sites, and changing perspectives on water. Choose a route that matches your energy and your available time. A shorter walk can still be rewarding if you stop often, while a longer route makes sense only when it leaves you enough margin for heat, transport, and the return journey. The water can feel theatrical, especially where it moves in broad curtains over pale rock. Yet the better experience is often quieter. Reeds at the river edge, the sound of water beneath a footbridge, or a viewpoint that makes the whole valley feel spacious. Park access arrangements, routes, and swimming permissions can change. Before you go, check the official park guidance for the entrance you plan to use and the activities allowed that day. It prevents avoidable disappointment and helps protect a heavily visited landscape. Bring water, sun protection, and footwear suited to uneven paths. Keep your belongings light. A park day becomes much more pleasant when you are not carrying a heavy bag, while trying to move safely and make room for other walkers. For a flexible two-day visit, make the first day entirely about Shaibnik. Begin around the old town before the streets become busy, visit the Cathedral of St. James with appropriate quiet, and then follow your curiosity through the lanes above the waterfront. Have a relaxed lunch rather than scheduling every hour. In the afternoon, stroll the promenade, sit for coffee, and choose one nearby viewpoint or fortification if you still have the appetite for more walking. The point is to let the city breathe. On day 2, reserve most of your attention for KRKA. Start early enough to travel without panic, select one realistic section of the park, and build in time for walking, photographs, a scenic stop, and a slower return to Shaibnik. Can you add a fortress or a coastal village on the same day? Sometimes yes, but only if the park visit has been short and you are still genuinely enjoying yourselves. A crowded checklist is a poor trade for a calm river walk. If you have a third day, that is when the wider coast makes sense. If you only have two, resist the pressure to see every attraction. Shaibnik and KRKA already provide history, landscape, food, and a strong sense of place. Around Shaibnik, the fortresses add another layer to the story. They remind you that this waterfront was shaped by trade, defense, and movement through the channel. Pick one that fits your route and energy rather than racing between all of them. Nearby coastal settlements offer a slower counterpoint to the city. Look for a harbor walk, a small beach or rocky shore, and a simple meal with a sea view. These are not places to conquer, they are places to linger. Island and boat options can also be appealing, but conditions and services vary. Treat them as optional extensions, check practical details locally or through official operators, and keep your plan adaptable if wind, weather, or timing changes. Food is one of the easiest ways to slow the itinerary down. Along this coast, seafood and grilled fish often take center stage, supported by good olive oil, seasonal vegetables, and the kind of bread that makes a simple table feel generous. You may also encounter pearshut and local cheeses, useful for a light lunch or a plate to share. Ask what is regional and in season. That small question often leads to a more specific meal than ordering from the most familiar part of a menu. If a restaurant offers dishes prepared under a peka, ask about the ingredients and the preparation time. This is not always a quick decision, and that is part of its charm. Plan it for an evening when lingering is the plan. Late spring or early autumn is often the most balanced type of season for this trip, generally milder conditions, comfortable walking, and a less intense atmosphere than the height of summer. Weather varies, of course, so pack for the forecast rather than the calendar. Scheibnick works well as a base. Depending on your route, KRKA can be approached by car, bus, organized excursion, or, in some contexts, boat-based options. Compare the current practical details before committing, especially if you are relying on public transport. A car gives flexibility for villages and viewpoints, but it also brings parking and driving considerations. Public transport or an organized trip can remove that burden. The best choice is the one that leaves you calm enough to enjoy where you have arrived. Travel respectfully here, follow park rules, stay on designated paths, carry out your waste, and avoid pressing into crowded photo spots. In churches and other sacred spaces, dress and behave with consideration. Spend with independent local businesses when it suits your plans. The takeaway is to give both halves of this journey enough time. Let Scheibnick be a city you wander, not a transfer point, and let KRKA be a landscape you experience beyond one waterfall. With a measured two-day outline, one good local meal, and a willingness to adapt to conditions, this corner of Dalmatia can feel rich without feeling overfilled. Thanks for listening and safe travels.